Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rasmus, New Jersey got a couple of deflection goals in the first period. How were you guys able to overcome it and be able to come back and win the hockey game?
Yeah, there was some lucky bounces there at first. But, you know, it was a hell of a response from us. We just told each other we can't let this affect us. And we learned a lesson last game. We just told each other it's not going to happen again. So, really good game, thanks to Tomer. He got a new pair of gloves and new pair of skates. So that's
so that was it.
Yes, that was it. So no, it was great. And then Beast played good. I think it was a really good defensive game for us.
And the penalty kill. You guys early had to kill some penalties in about 28 seconds or so, 5-on-3. That to me was a huge part of the game too.
Yeah. We've been having a little bit of issues with the PK, but we had a good meeting this morning and we dialed it in. When we play the best, we get good clears, we hold on to pucks, and we pressure hard. So that was a good one tonight.
I know Tage has had some injury problems. Is it nice to see a night like this for him?
Yeah. This is a confidence booster. It just shows himself that he can be the best player in the league. So he just got to really enjoy this night and build off this and, just get dialed and do this every night because he can. And when he's shooting, he's playing really good.
How did you dial it in this game? The first period, a little bit of a flash to Wednesday, and the second, third were terrific.
Yeah, we learned a lesson from last game, like I said. We just told each other on the bench it can't affect us. And we just went out there and played harder. We started to do simple stuff like we were talking about after last game. We didn't do it, but this game we did it. And we were physical on their top players. So I think it was a good game from us.
Levi was huge because two of their top players wound up going in on breakaways, and he made two big saves for you guys to keep you in it.
Yeah. That's how you win games. Beast is a beast. But you need good goalies to win games, and he really stepped up today, so it was great.
On the game-winning goal for Thompson, you guys had pressured for a while. Did you just feel from the point, just get another puck to the net because you guys had been getting so many pucks to the net?
Yeah, it's just peppering them because they're tired. They won't get the puck back. And if we do the simple stuff, eventually it'll come a bounce, and like it did, a tip and then a rebound. So I guess the simple stuff is the key to success.
You call him the name everybody does. What does Beast mean to you?
that's a tough nickname, to be honest. He likes it.
How did he get it?
He called himself Beast in media, so I don't know. It's a long story. You can probably find it somewhere.
Realistically, just the way he plays and the style, how much does the name almost fit the style?
Yeah, it's. I've had a long conversation with him about his mentality, and I learned a lot from him. Every time he let in a bad goal or something, he likes the challenge. He likes to get challenged, and if he doesn't feel it, he likes that. So he's for sure gonna be an unbelievable goalie in this league, and really good game tonight. He's just gonna continue to get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.